Gentlemen, what is up? What is up? What is up? I caught you looking, didn't I? Look at you looking around to see what's going on.
Me?
What is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to another edition of the ATL Dreaming Podcast, the only podcast in the world dedicated to the Atlanta Dream. I'm your host, E-Dub, joined with my illustrious co-host, Yakiri Thomas of Chicks Into Sports. Kiri, what is up, my dear? How are you?
I am much better than I'm here talking with you, but happy Sunday.
Yes, happy Sunday. It is a beautiful day today, man. I might go out and get some sunlight and, enjoy the day. How about yourself? I know we talked a little bit about a road rage incident, but are you okay? You cool?
I am okay. I'm still quite turd over that whole situation, but it's all good, you know. It's all good. Everyone stay calm during road rage. That's my best
advice. Listen, and if y'all see Kiri in these streets, man, y'all better just let her pass. Don't mess with her because she's with it, you know what I mean? She's with it, so don't try her.
I'm about that life. But now, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, it's a nice, relaxing Sunday thus far. And by relaxing, I mean my kids haven't got on my nerves too much. So that is always a good thing.
Always.
But this is episode number 7 of the ATL Dream Podcast. We appreciate you guys for checking us out. Once again, if you can't catch us live, catch us on all of the podcast streaming networks, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Pod, all the other stuff, and we would greatly appreciate it. We want to talk some Atlanta Dream basketball today. It was kind of a tough week for our Dream. I went 0-2 this week, and it's just a tough week, but sometimes, what did I say? Mama said there'd be days like this or weeks like this.
Days like this, I think. Is that how
okay, it's yeah. But it's been a week for the Atlanta Dream. And let's first of all just update the Dream in the standings. They are 5-8, are currently 11th out of 12th. It's tough, but listen, they're not completely out of it. Still a lot of basketball left. If they can just get a good week under their belt, they'll be right back into the thick of things. But as we'll talk about later, the schedule isn't doing them any favors with teams that they have to play. But they're just going to have to find some fortitude somewhere. Also, as far as news is concerned, don't forget to vote for your Atlanta Dream All-Stars. Have you voted yet, Kiri? I forgot to vote this week. I haven't voted this week. Have you voted for your All-Stars yet?
I have. It's very secretive, so I will keep it on the hush.
We'll keep it on the hush. So I haven't voted this week. I voted twice last week, so I'll probably vote twice again today to kind of make up, because I kind of was slipping this week to get those votes in there. So in case you have not voted, go on to WNBA.com. If you have the app, you can vote from the app. I believe you can vote like once or twice a day or something. I don't know what the thing is, but you can vote more than once. So make sure you go in there, cast your votes for your favorite Atlanta Dream players and whoever else you want in the WNBA All-Star game. So, yeah. Also in WNBA news, the women's Olympic team was unveiled this week, Kiri. They didn't have anybody from the Dream, but do you feel any type of way about that? I kind of do and I kind of don't. When I looked at the roster, I was like, man, they got some heavy hitters on the squad.
I know. I did. When I first read, I was like, oh, wait a minute. you know, just reading through the names, and I'm like, okay, but where's our Atlanta Dream representatives here? Where are they at? But no, you know, again, these are some good picks, though. You know, I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it either. You know, it's like, it's only a few spots. There's so many girls that are deserving of playing. I know a lot of people are upset that I can't even pronounce her last name. You know, the MVP of last year's league didn't make the squad. But, I mean, the squad is stacked. Like, they're stacked. And so, like, it's a tough conundrum. I would hate to be the guy that has to pick the team, right?
I know. It's insane. But, again, what's such an honor to, you know, represent Team USA in the Olympics. That's an amazing accomplishment, you know?
Yeah, and some of those girls, like, this is, like, their third or fourth trip. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's just, like, an awesome, like, yo, to say, yo, I got three Olympic medals in the house. Just you know what I'm saying? Like, I got an old fish tank at my house. I don't have any Olympic medals laying around, right? Like,
that person, I want to feel the medal. Like, is the medal heavy? Is it light? You know, what does actual pure gold feels like? You know what I mean? Like, I would love to be in someone's house touching their medals.
I imagine that it's got to be heavy, though, right? Because it's gold.
Actual, like, it's pure gold.
Yeah, like, I imagine it's got to be heavy. It's got to be heavy. But
it does.
Salute to all of those ladies that got chosen. Again, man, the stack is, I mean, the roster is phenomenal. Like, let me just pull it up and read some of the names off of the list. You got Ariel Atkins from Washington, Sue Bird, Tina Charles, Collier Kid from Minnesota, Skylar Diggins, Sylvia Foles. We saw her this week. Chelsea Gray, Brittany Griner. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, Diana Taurasi, Breonna Stewart, Asia Wilson, Jewel Lloyd. Like, this is a bad squad. Like, these girls are gonna do some work. And I'm excited about watching them play. And I know the WNBA season is going to take a break, the Olympic break, of course, because the girls are gonna be over there playing ball, you know. So from July 15th to August 11th is the Olympic break. You looking forward to watching this team play or what?
Of course I am. You know I am. My eyes would be glued to seeing these ladies do what they do best on the court. I can't wait.
And I like the fact how they kind of mixed a lot of veterans in. You still got some young players in there. So, like, look, you know the vets going to get their minutes first. You know, the younger girls, they're going to get in where they fit in. But I hate to be playing against these girls. Like, my God, like, who's playing against y'all?
Team Italy. We'll see.
Yeah. So, salute to those. And, so let's get into the weekly recap for the Atlanta Dream. The Dream go 0-2 this week, losing to Minnesota, a tough loss. And I got to be honest with you, Kiri, you know, I didn't share this with you in our group chat. I kind of feel responsible for that loss. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay. I was at the game versus Minnesota. I was covering that game with our good buddy Malik. Shout out to Malik. And I had to leave the game early. I had to leave the game early because it was my mom's birthday. And I had to get back to the house so we could celebrate and be back in time to do all of that stuff. So I left the game like around close to the third quarter, like close to the end of the third quarter. Mm-hmm. I drive home and realize the lead is gone and they had lost the game. So if I had just stayed in my seat, the Dream probably would have won that game. I feel like that's all on me. So I got to apologize. I got to apologize to the Dream fans, to the Dream faithful. That one's on your boy.
Yeah, Edwin Powell. Jinx the Atlanta Dream. You hear that first from Atlanta Dreaming. It's your fault. So, yeah.
That was a tough one, though. That was a tough one because Minnesota, man, they've had our number this year. And you really wanted that get back. I know I wanted that get back. I'm sure the girls wanted that get back. You lose, what, 87-85?
So close.
a close game, and it's like, man, you got to start winning these home games, man. Like they're doing pretty good on the road, but you got to start getting some of these home games. They squander a big lead. They were up at one point like 42-26, and they're cruising. And you're like, okay, yeah, we're going. And when I look back at a box score when I came home, mm-hmm. they got outscored 19-9 in the fourth quarter. And I'm like, mm-hmm. yo, what in the world happened? Like,
but you know what? When I will say, you know, shout out to your mom, happy birthday. But did you know also who had a birthday too?
Who's that?
Lee Wills.
That's right. And you know what? It's that they have this, she has the same exact birthday as my mom. So it was both on the 23rd. So happy belated birthday to E. Will. Shout out to my mom. My mom Dukes turned 77 this week. You know, we're thanking God for 77 years, and my mom doesn't look a day over 77. She looks great for her age. And birthdays are blessings, man. Birthdays are blessings. So we're glad that they got to celebrate. It would have been even sweeter if the Dream would have got a W to, you know, commemorate their birthdays, but we did it. What were your thoughts on just like the Minnesota game and just losing a close one there at home?
You know, it was just a good place down the stretch, but the Dream just was not able to finish. That was just my thing. I was like, how? How can we not finish this? But Kennedy Carter, she returned. How did you feel she looked on the court? Because again, I have some technical difficulties. I'm not going to lie here on Valley Sports Southeast. But how did she look to you on the stretch? How was Kennedy performing?
She looked good for having those games off. Mm-hmm. Again, it's hard to like just come back, you know. And now she's coming back, and there's no tip, you know what I'm saying? So now, like, the whole lineup has to be recalibrated again, right? Because as soon as you're starting to get into a groove, somebody gets hurt. Like, we were in a groove before Kennedy got hurt, and then she comes back, and then Tip goes down. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like,
we can't get a break. What is happening here? Taylor's is real. It's real. But, yeah, again, this is a team that we still have to have our faith in. I believe they could turn us around once we get all the pieces in place. That's just it.
Yeah. That was a tough one, but, you know, you got to move on. They moved on. They had their annual Pride Night on Saturday night, mm-hmm. and I didn't attend that game, but it looked like it was pretty well attended. You know, all the colors and everything was going on and everything, and you know, celebrating Pride Night, and the league has been celebrating Pride like pretty much all month. But the Dream had their annual Pride Night, and you would have liked to have them show a better showing, but this game wasn't as close as the first game. The Liberty came in there, and I guess they had a bad taste in their mouth after what happened in New York when Courtney Williams put them away, you know, so they came back with someone to get back, and the Liberty took care of the Dream 101-78. This wasn't close at all. It was close kind of for like a half, but then the second half happened, and it was just like, you're just glad this game was over. What did you think about this one, man? Because this was kind of a butt whooping.
You know, it almost felt as if it was the repeat of the Hawks game all over again for me. Because I was like, oh my gosh, this, what's going on here? What the heck is going on here? The energy, there's just a lack of energy with the team. But Nyjah, oh my gosh, the return of Nyjah, former Atlanta Dream. Her second half performance was just damaging, and it was a wrap after that. So, you know, again, offense was not good. Defense needed improvement, and that's just it.
Yeah, the defense, excuse me, the defense just kind of, I think the second quarter, I don't know if they were just tired or if it was just like, we were just like, they were just kind of defeated, or it's just maybe frustration, you know, settled in. It may have been a mix of all of those frustration, you know, tiredness, and just, you know, just like bump it. You know what I mean? And the other team, they were rolling, you know, and that's not a good mix. And, you know, that second half, they got outscored 58-38. And the defense is like, where is it? You know what I mean? You had, and here's my problem. You had a player, Sammy Witzcomb, scored 30 points, knocked down like 7 threes. And like, there's no disrespect to the sister Witzcomb, but she averages like 11 points on the season. Like, you can't let somebody that scores 11 points on the season go for 30 on you. Like, you just can't. Like, if it's Benajah, or if it's Sabrina, like, okay. But, like, nah, you ain't finna just let this girl who scored 10 points a game drop 30 on you. That can't happen. Like, there's a breakdown somewhere, and, like, that just can't happen. You know what I mean?
It was bad. It was that even coach, I think he said in the presser, you know, it just didn't have the right energy, right focus, and we just paid for it. Kennedy and Carter came back and said, you know, it's a work in progress. They are working through things. Only they, the team, can fix. So, you know, again, this was a tough one. This was a tough, tough loss.
Yeah. I know Coach and Kennedy spoke yesterday. Was there any other player that came after the game, or was it just Coach and Kennedy? Because I missed the presser after the game.
No, it was not any other player after Coach and Kennedy. That was pretty much it.
So, typically when the coach and the player is on one accord with what the problem was, that's kind of a good thing. At least they know, like, what the issue is. Mm-hmm. But I want to ask you something about the Dream, about just looking at it in the totality and just, I guess, from a general standpoint, like, what do you think this team is missing? It may be several things. Maybe it's just one thing you can kind of put your hand on. What do you think this Atlanta team is missing right now, other than Tip Hayes, which would be a nice, which is kind of like the obvious answer. Like, what do you think?
Confidence. You know, I feel this team is lacking confidence. I don't know what it is and why it's happening like this. I think I do have an idea, but confidence is definitely the key for me. I think that's what's missing with this team.
Yeah, confidence is a good one. I would say, if someone had asked me what is missing, definitely is confidence. But I think that confidence is bred when you are together. So, like, there's sometimes there's like a lack of synergy. You know what I mean? Like, they don't move as one unit. And when they don't move as one unit, it's tough for them to win ball games. Because we don't have an Asia Wilson. We don't have a Liz Cambage. We don't have, you know, a Sue Bird or Breonna Stewart. Yes. So our girls, they got to be together as a unit. If they're not, they're going to lose. You know, that's no disrespect. That's just what the formula is for you guys going to have to win. You know, we got a lot of guards. We don't got a lot of bigs, you know, that can match up like that. But confidence and playing together is something that I think they need. That's an excellent point that you brought up. In your opinion, like, with Tiffany going down, who was the person you're kind of looking to that says they probably need to step up a little bit with Tiffany being down? And of course, you can't really replace her because she does so many things. But who's one person you think kind of needs to step up a little bit?
Well, you know what? I'm thinking about last season, because we didn't have Tiffany Hayes. Last season in the bubble, it was so fun just watching that explosive duo, the dynamic duo, I'll call them, Kennedy and Courtney. You know, how fun was that to see them together getting it right as a duo? I would love to see that, but I would also love to see Shekinah, you know, Strick. Where's our shooter? Where is Strick? I would love to see more of Strick. You know, Courtney and Strickland had really, really, really good chemistry. I'm just trying to figure out, why aren't we seeing more of Strick?
Maybe you can ask Coach next time we have a press conference and ask.
Why is Strick on the floor right now?
Yeah, I'm kidding, of course. That's, you don't really ask Coach why someone isn't getting playing time. Coaches don't really like that at all.
Good way to get your credentials revoked.
But yeah, and my thing is this: like, if certain lineups aren't working, you know, Strickland has kind of been kind of the 10th or 11th player on the court this whole season. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing more of Strick, but I think one player who I think I want to see more of is, well, not necessarily more of, but a little bit more consistency. And I would say Odyssey. And I would say it just for a certain reason. Okay. Last week, she had a really good week. And last week, Odyssey, I think, was she my player of the week last week? She was either my player of the week or your player of the week, right? She was one of our players of the week because she had a good week. But when she came, when Kennedy came back, it was like kind of hard for them to kind of get their synergy because she didn't really have good games this week. So I'm thinking that if she can get going and Kennedy can get going and Courtney, that trio, if they can find some synergy, I think that'll be a good look, you know, for them. But I would just like to see a little bit more consistency from her with Tip out, you know. But that's going to take time. That's going to take time. So I don't know what the schedule is going to be like while they are on the Olympic break. I mean, I'm sure they got to be practicing, right? Like, do you have any idea what that's like? Like,
they have no choice. They have to practice.
Yeah, they got to practice, right? And they don't have any girls that's going to be playing overseas. So I imagine they'll probably be getting in a lot of practices and a lot of scrimmages and probably some time off. So I think the break might actually be good for the Dream, you know? It's going to be a long break, but I think it might actually work in their favor. What do you think?
I think that would be a great idea. You know, it would be a perfect time for the Dream to kind of regroup, you know, figure out what's missing, what needs to be added. And again, you know, they know what's going on between the chemistry and the confidence and everything else that we assume that's going on. So let's just see, you know, after the break, how this team actually does. Might be pleasantly surprised, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's, you know, we don't put a cap on it until the season is completely over. And even despite last year, they still had a chance to get into the playoffs last year, you know? It was like that last game. We remember vividly.
Yes, I do.
We remember vividly because up until the night, we were like, oh, they still got a chance, you know? And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask you this. Do you think that this team can still make the playoffs?
I do. You know, I'm the optimist here. Yeah. I definitely can see this Dream team making the playoffs. You know, I am not giving up at all. So, I mean, again, we've seen this. History has showed us what a team can go from being the worst team to one of the top teams. We are seeing this right now, you know? So, yeah, I think they can.
Yeah, and you also have to remember that it's still early. Like, it's relatively early. Yes, they are 11th out of 12. But if you have a good week, if you can pull off, like, two or three wins in a row before this break, you're going to set yourself up for a good position. And it's not how you start. It's how you finish. And last year, they finished pretty decent. You know, they had a chance to grab that last playoff spot. Came up a bit short. You know, I still remember that. We were like, oh, we could make the playoffs. And then, like, we get that email, like, they're not in the playoffs. We're like, oh, man.
Explain this email to me, E. Did you get this email?
We were crushed, man. We were crushed. But listen, like, okay, so they're 5-9. They're 11th. But, like, the third team, Connecticut, is 9-5. So, like, you're really only, like, you're only four games from being, like, the 2 seed. Like, that's a good week, you know what I mean? But unfortunately, and this is going to kind of run into our preview, we're playing some pretty heavy hitters this week, right? So we got New York again on Tuesday, and I think that is going to be a huge game because, for one, New York is a team that you can beat. New York is a team, like, they're good, but they can be beat, you know what I mean? So, like, if you're looking at the three games we have this week, you got New York on Tuesday, Seattle on Friday, and then Vegas on Sunday. So, like, out of these three, New York is the one you definitely got to get, right? Like, they just beat you pretty bad in your home court. Like, come on, we got to get New York, right?
Retaliation all the way. We got to get them back. And I can foresee, you know, the confidence being there for the team. So, you know what? We got to get our redemption. We need to redeem ourselves and get this game. So, Tuesday night, we are in Atlanta, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the home game.
I can see that as a win, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, so we're going to speak that into existence. Now, are you feeling as confident with the game against Seattle and Las Vegas? Now, listen, the last time we played Seattle, Like, they played them pretty good. Like, they lost, but they played them pretty good for, like, at least a half or so. Like, I don't remember the final score. But, like, Seattle is just tough. Seattle is the number one team in the league right now. And that's always a good measuring stick. But sometimes when you're struggling, you need to just go out and play the best team. And maybe that'll bring the best out of you. Like, do you think there's some credence to that? Or am I being a little overstepping a little bit?
No, you're speaking real right now. Because at the end of the day, you know, this still is a new team. Believe it or not, it still has pieces in place. Seattle are the vets. They know what they need to do to get where they need to go. And it's going to be hard, but who knows? It could be a win, you know, cross your fingers.
Yeah. So after the Seattle game, you go from playing the first team, first best team in the league, to the second best team in the league with the Las Vegas Aces. And sometimes it's just like that. The Aces are 10-4. They are 4-3 on the road. Both of these teams, the Storm and the Aces, have won 8 out of their last 10. They're playing good basketball. And I will tell you this. It is going to be a tough task. It is going to be a tough task. However, if you can get one of those two games, what do you think that'll do for the confidence in this for this team?
Skyrocket. Skyrocket, yeah. High. Period. You know, you beat that team. Oh, my gosh. That means that the dream is real. The dream is reachable. So I definitely can see our team being just explosive. Like, we got to take the world down, conquer it all, conquer every game. So, again, confidence level is the key. Hopefully we can get that win for sure.
Got to get some dubs. So I think that'll do really well for the confidence if they can pull off one of those two wins between the Seattle and the Vegas and grab that New York win while you're at it as well. So I think that'll be very good.
Just a quick question before you finish your discussion. Angel McCarthy for the Aces. Will she be on the team or what's going on with her? Do you know any updates? Is she still injured?
So I think she's still rehabbing. And I'm only saying that because I follow her on Instagram. And she's still doing a lot of rehab stuff. I think it was like an ACL she messed up again, or like a PCL or something again. And I think it was that knee again. But she's not going to play. So she's still out kind of indefinitely, kind of working the rehab thing. But, you know, we always pull for Angel, man. Like, that's our girl. Like, when she's not playing us, I always pull for her. You know what I mean? Like, that's Angel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What she did for the city, you know, amazing. But get well soon, Angel. Was hoping to see you. Bittersweet with this team. Your home team will always be your team. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what our team can do.
We will see. It is now time for your Curies and E-Dubs Player of the Week. It's time we kind of just look back and just highlight the player that we think is the Player of the Week for the Atlanta Dream. So, Curie, you have the floor. Who is your Player of the Week this week?
My Player of the Week is Kennedy Carter, who scored 24 points, 2 assists, and 1 steal in last night's really tough loss. But again, Kennedy Carter putting up those points on the boards. That's my girl. That's my Player of the Week.
Yeah, I actually was going to go something different, but I think I'll stick with Kennedy as well. I'll give a second vote to Kennedy. And, Kennedy was definitely the best player on the court. My challenge to her is, and I don't know what kind of role coach wants her to play in, right? So I don't know if he wants her to just be a scorer, but I would like to see those assists get up a little bit if possible. I mean, again, this is me not knowing what the coach is telling. If the coach is saying, hey, man, go kill, go score, then, you know, that's just on me. But I would like to see her get those assists up a little bit. But, again, she's had a phenomenal week, even though, you know, you have the two losses. But I really like what I'm seeing out of Kennedy. I'm glad she's healthy. I hate that Tiff is out because I was looking for that duo all year long between Kennedy and Tiff. Actually, in the trio with Courtney. But, salute to Kennedy, our player of the week for both of us. This is the first time we've ever had like the same person. So yeah, salute to Kennedy.
Good deal, good deal.
Yeah, who is your unsung hero for the week? Now, the unsung hero, for those of you that are just tuning in and may be new to the show, the unsung hero is somebody that can be either on the court or off the court. It could be whoever, you know. So who is your unsung hero for the week?
So I'm going to take this to the women's track and field. Dallas, Texas native Shakira Richardson, who won the Olympic trials in full glam. So reminiscent of FloJo, you know, long hair, don't care, you know, beautiful lashes, nails, you know, just glammed up. And she won it on Juneteenth. Again, just so reminiscent of FloJo, really missed that presence. But again, the torch has been passed. They're also saying Richardson is poised to become the greatest U.S. woman sprinter since Florence Griffin Joyner. So congratulations to Miss Richardson, Shakira. Not your Carrie, but Shakira.
That is awesome. Yes, yeah, salute to her, man. I can't wait to see what she does in the Olympics, man. We're going to be pulling for her. I love the Olympics, man. So, like, you know, I'm going to be watching Olympics every night, man. Like, every night. I love the Olympics and all the different events and seeing the athletes everyone? Who...
Not everyone now. Come on.
I watch it all. Like, I watch the swimming. I watch the volleyball. I love the diving. I love everything. Like, I watch it all. Like, I just love to see the cats compete. And I love to see folks, you know, they've been working their whole lives for this. And so it's different, you know. So I like to see that. USA, USA. But yeah.
USA, yes.
My unsung hero this week is somebody who is not really unsung. She's very sung, and she's gotten I have to go, and again, what we talked a little bit about earlier, I'm going to give my unsung hero to my mother, Donnell Powell, who had a birthday this week, turned 77 years old. My mother is a phenomenal person, and she has such a giving heart, and she's just an amazing human being. And listen, we only get one mama, right? You know what I mean? We only get one mama in this lifetime. And so I couldn't think of anybody more celebratory that I would want to give it to on the week of her birthday, which was June 23rd. And I got to see her this week for the first time in over a year since the pandemic. So it was just awesome. My kids, which are her grandkids, were excited to see her. My sister got to see her in like real life person and not like on Zoom. So, yeah. Celebrate Mom Dukes for 77 years of excellence, and we're praying that God will continue to bless her. So that is my unsung hero for the week.
Salute, Mama Pal.
Salute, no doubt. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is our time where we clear our chest and give our parting shots of the week. Again, thank you guys for checking out the Atlanta Dreamer podcast. Make sure you check us out on the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can catch the replays on the show, on the Twitter timelines. RTs always appreciate it. So without further ado, Kiri, give us your parting shot for the week.
Okay, so my parting shots for the week, bear with me because, you know, I found this little statement about life and just in general, because I told you I had a rough week. It was rough, but I'm here. So I saw this little thing, and it was very unique, so I want to share it with you guys. A man sees a snake dying in flames. He decides, you know what? I'm going to save this snake. So he goes ahead and tries to pick up the snake, pull it from the flame. Of course, the snake does what most people think he's going to do. He bites his hand. The guy instead goes back and tries, you know what? I need to save this snake. So he finds a pole, gets the pole, saves the snake. And another man saw this happening, was like, wait a minute, that snake just bit you. You know, why are you trying to save this snake? You know, man says, the snake's nature is to bite, but that won't change my nature, which is to help. So my parting shot for you is, don't change your nature just because someone hurt you. don't lose your goodness of mind, but learn to act carefully. And that's my parting shots.
That is awesome. Where did you find that at? That's a great story.
Oh my God. I was just Googling stuff. Just random. Oh my gosh, what is this? Just randomly pulled up this information. I was like, okay, that's a good. I mean, it's on my Facebook page. People follow me on Facebook. You'll see those posts. But yes, I found it on Google. I just Googled it and there it was.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, folks, y'all be some good natured folks. Stop being so mean. So I had a similar experience. Well, not a similar experience, but I want to share an experience. I had a leak in my house this week, and I was talking with the wife, and I was like, I think this is the same leak we had from 2018. So we couldn't remember who fixed the leak because we wanted to call the same company. So we went back and we were combing through old credit card statements, trying to find out who came to fix this leak because he paid a pretty penny for it. Right. And so we wanted to see what was what. And so as we began to like look back, we saw charges for things that needed to be fixed in the house. We were like, oh, yeah, this was when the dryer went out. This is when we had so and so. This is when the garbage disposal all broke, right? And we started to look back and just think back, like, man, like, we really, like, got through some stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And at the time, it wasn't comfortable. And we're like, man, like, this is really tough. How are we going to make it through? And it's perspective is everything, right? And so now we're able to look back and be like, man, we've really been blessed to get through all of these moments, right? So I just want to say, don't lose perspective in your life, right? There may be, you may be in a season, you may be in a storm, you may be coming out of a storm or whatever the case may be, but more times than not, you're pretty blessed. We're pretty blessed as individuals. And sometimes it takes you looking back to see where you've come from to realize where you are. And so we looked back and we were like, man, like, at the time, it was rough because, like, all that stuff was happening at the same time. We're like, oh, the garbage disposal is out. The washing machine is out. We got a leak in the house. What are we going to do? And now it was like, man, you know, so perspective is everything. Don't lose your perspective. Don't lose your perspective. So that is my parting shot for the week, man. So,
good job, Ed. Good job.
But ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 7 of the ATL Dream Podcast. On behalf of Kiri, Chicks Into Sports, make sure you continue to follow us on Twitter and Instagram and all that jazz. And we will see you next week for hopefully some more wins for the Atlanta Dream basketball team. We will see you when we see you. Peace and love.